Anna, are you ready for your on-the-spot question?
Yes, I'm so ready.
Okay. What is one thing that you eat that just makes you happy?
Oh, easy. Sourdough bread.
Oh, let's go. It's
My mom used sourdough bread. Even better fresh out of the oven.
Dang. Okay. All right.
Welcome to the I Remember podcast. This is where we slow down for a bit and share the tender mercies we've seen in our lives, those little reminders that God is near.
In the scriptures, God tells us over and over to remember.
So that's what we're here to do.
Welcome to the I Remember podcast with Anna
and Annie.
I'm Anna. I currently live in Brigham City, Utah. I'm 19 years old, and I actually just transferred to a service mission. I got a concussion while I was on my mission in Singapore, so I'm here healing, and yeah, we'll see where that takes me and where the Lord wants me to go. I also love mountain biking. I love playing the piano. I love being outdoors, going hiking, fishing, camping. I just love nature. And I love playing pickleball. And I love Jesus.
I'm Annie, and I just finished my freshman year of college up at Utah State University. I love like playing sports. I love doing like outdoors things. I love used to play soccer. But yeah, I'm super excited to do this podcast with Anna.
We just want to start with all our podcasts about I Remember moments. And that is just when we share our tender mercies. And so this is one of our tender mercies is actually how we met. So we met about, I think it was our senior year in high school. And one of my friends, my best friends left on her mission. And I was like super sad. I'd been praying and I had a prompting over spring break, which was so random. It was like, you should invite Annie to go with you. Okay, this is really random because I had talked to Annie maybe a handful of times, hardly at all.
Out of nowhere, over spring break, and I'd like met Anna at school. And it's like, do you want to go on a trip? And I was like, yeah.
So I took her to my great grandma's house in Idaho. So we went on a car trip together and became friends after that and started doing crazy things together. We ran a half marathon with like 2 days notice. We love adventures, outdoor stuff.
Yeah. That's a little bit of our backstory.
Yeah. We're just so excited to do this podcast together. So kind of why we want to do this podcast is I have started to love I Remember moments, times when I can remember the tender mercies of God and when I write them down, and that's how I remember them. Lots of people remember it so many different ways, but that's how I remember it is I write them down. And so I've been writing them down for probably over a year or so. And so I have this compiled book and part of my notes on my phone of tender mercies, of I Remember moments.
I think something that I'm super excited about is I've tried to do some journaling, but there's a lot of like miracles I've seen in my life and in my journey and my story, and just the ways that I've been able to draw closer to my Savior Jesus Christ in seeing as I partner with Him the miracles that happen in my life. And I'm super excited to recall some of those things and have them for myself, but also for my posterity, for my kids someday, so that they can know that I have a testimony of my Savior Jesus Christ and that truly He does work miracles in our lives.
We loved tying this to discipleship and how through your discipleship with Jesus Christ, miracles can be an everyday thing. It's not just, I follow Jesus, but I just know Him. There's a difference between knowing Him and being a disciple of Him. And when you're with Him, and we were talking about in the scriptures, when His disciples are with Jesus all the time, and they're seeing these miracles every single day. So when we are with Jesus Christ every day, when we're looking for those miracles, we're able to see Him in our everyday lives.
Yeah, I super love that. And that was like a big change of perspective for me, instead of just like going on my own course and expecting miracles, but realizing that just as when he was on the earth with his disciples and they saw him heal sick people and raise people from the dead, when we decide, I'm going to be on a path with the Savior through covenants with him and just through having a relationship with him, that truly, just like Anna said, we're going to see so many more miracles, like more than we can imagine. And I've definitely seen that in my life, and I'm so excited to talk about it.
Yes. So going with that, we wanted to just talk about the story of Alma the Younger and how that relates to discipleship and seeing those tender mercies and going all in for the Lord.
Yes. So Alma the Younger, his story we can find in the Book of Mormon. He was actually leading people away from Jesus Christ. But then he had an experience where an angel actually came to them while they were leading people away from Christ and came to him. And he had quite the experience where he was struck dumb. But the thing we want to focus on is that after he had that experience and realized, oh, wow, I've messed up. I've been messing up for a while. He decided that he was going to be all in as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And we know that we can do that too in our lives. We're able to leave our pasts behind us and become all in the gospel of Jesus Christ and be disciples and walk with him. And it truly is a joyous thing because we can leave our pasts behind us and find joy.
I love that. It's such an example to all of us of when we have those experiences, and even when we don't have those experiences, sometimes they come later on, and sometimes they might not be as big as an angel appearing to us telling us that we need to repent. But when we personally decide, okay, I'm all in for God, I'm all in to be a disciple of Christ, then he is able to use us for so much good and can help us improve and help others improve on their journey. Which reminds me of a movie that I've seen. It's called The Forge. You all should go watch it. So good. But the storyline is of a man who is helping a teenage boy trying to become the man he wants to be. And he kind of asks him this question of, who do you want to be? And this young boy has to go on this journey of, well, who do I want to be? And once he decides, he says, I want to learn more about Jesus and I want to be all in. And he says, okay, if you want to be all in, you have to be all in. You can't be half and half. I just know of Jesus. I follow him sometimes. You have to always remember him, remember his teachings and show that you remember them. It's so much different than just remembering him and acting on spiritual promptings, acting on the different things that make Jesus Christ Jesus. And so I just love that whether you are the person trying to find Jesus Christ or whether you're the person that can help other people find Jesus Christ, you are being a disciple of Christ. And by doing that and by walking with him every day, you're able to see those tender mercies and see the miracles that God has for each one of us.
Yeah, I love that so much. I feel like we all sort of have that experience, right? Where we're the person who needs to just find Jesus for ourselves. And I remember moments in my life, all the way back to when I was like 15 and I was going through a hard experience. Because of that hard experience, truly started feeling the Savior be a part of my life every day. And I know that from that time and when I truly decided to rely on my Savior, so many more miracles came into my life when it truly became more like a relationship. And I know that this can be the case for anyone because he loves us so much. And when I felt that love for me, I've seen it for other people.
Yeah. It reminds me, my sister would tell me all the time because I would tell her about these tender mercies that I would see. And she said, Anna, you know it's because you're looking for them. It's because you are showing God that, hey, I want to see these miracles in my life. And when we look for those, God willingly and freely gives us those tender mercies, those miracles, and we're able to see them. When we stop looking for them, that's when we get in those moments where I've definitely been before, where I'm like, is God even in my life? I don't see him every day. It's because I'm not looking. I'm not looking to help other people. I'm not looking for all of those moments that God can give us to appreciate him.
Yeah. And I also think one way that we can really truly start seeing those miracles is by acting in faith. So I want to share an experience. I was recently in the hospital for about a week, and I wasn't allowed to listen to general conference. And that was something that I really wanted to do. And as I'd been going to the hospital and, you know, doing my best, asked for scriptures and was able to read my scriptures. And really, I know that, like, when we do the best with what we have and we choose to act in faith, there will be miracles. Even if, you know, our best might not look the same as it always does, or maybe it might not look the same as it is for anyone else. But I truly know that that's true. And a miracle that happened for me was I was able to call a friend on that Sunday of general conference. And on that day, when I was able to call my friend, just at the time I was allowed to call, it was right before the prophet was able to speak. So I was able to tune in through the phone, through a friend, and hear the prophet speak while I was in the hospital. And that was such a miracle and a testimony to me of, like, wow, God sees me. He sees that I'm trying with the circumstances I have, you know, it's maybe not the same as everyone else, but I was able to hear the prophet speak. And I know that I was blessed, that that was a blessing for me through that faith. And with coming out of the hospital, I've also seen miracles in my lives every day, and of being blessed for that faith. And it doesn't always mean that everything works out perfectly, but life is so beautiful and so good with the Savior, even when it's hard.
And I love that he shows that through the scriptures everywhere. There are countless scriptures that say, remember, 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 because it's important to God that we remember. It's important to our baptismal covenant when we covenant to say, we will remember you. And that it's something that is important to him. So that's something we want to make important to ourselves. But we just want to invite you to remember him, to write down those moments, that you have throughout your week, and to walk with Jesus Christ. Walk with him in discipleship. Make the choice today and don't look back. Go in with 2 feet all in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to add on to that too. It can be such a scary thing and a hard thing, but I know that if you choose to walk with the Savior, you're going to see miracles in your life. And I'm still on that journey, and it's been an epic journey, ups and downs, but it's amazing. And so, yeah, I just want to add on to Anna and say that as you walk with him, you will be able to see miracles in your life. And we'd love to hear about them too. If you want to add a comment or
drop them in the comment,
email us. We would love to hear about it.
And remember to remember him this week.
See you next time.
Helaman 5:9. Oh, remember, remember. Helaman 5:12. Remember, remember. Ether 7:27. He remembered the great things that the Lord had done.
Hosea 2:41.
Oh, remember, remember. Helaman 14:30. And now remember, remember.
2 Nephi 25:26. And we talk of Christ, we rejoice in Christ, that our children may know to what source they may look for remission of their sins.